Welcome to Love Bonds. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and I'm a relationship and couples counselor at opendoortherapy.net, and I take romantic bonds seriously. You're listening to part two of Infidelity and the No Contact Policy. Please listen to part one before tuning in to this podcast. Thank you. Okay, so let's think for a moment about the infidelity triad. The infidelity triad, the dynamic is more often than not something like this. The committed relationship between the primary pair is often troubled, conflicted, lacking. There's likely emotional distance. Let's say that that relationship is kind of strained or weakened in some way. The affair relationship is likely pleasing, interesting, exciting, fresh, and new. Simply put, the affair relationship feels good, and the primary committed relationship feels bad. The parties in the committed relationship are not connecting. Now think for a moment about a relationship and a more typical ending. The process of breaking up. When a romantic relationship is in decline, there are indicators such as emotional disengagement, conflict, tension, arguing, disappointments. One or both parties may want out, or at least understand at some level that it just wasn't working. In other words, it's clear that the relationship is drawing to a close and is no longer sustainable. The couple goes back and forth, thrashes it out, and the ending is that one or both parties want to conclude the relationship because it's no longer meeting their needs. However, the affair relationship, for a variety of reasons, is typically a relationship that feels good. Simply because discovery occurred does not mean that the two people in the affair were ready to conclude it. By implementing no contact abruptly and dramatically, brings to conclusion a connection that was not really ready to conclude on its own merit. In other words, it's not really a natural ending. For this reason, the sudden, abrupt, and premature ending of an affair relationship that was, on its own, not ready to conclude, can have the counter effect of escalating the yearning between the two people involved in the affair. This is not the outcome you want for affair recovery. Now think about this for a moment, this irony. To illustrate this problem or this challenge with no contact, when it comes to affair recovery, consider this. Among dating experts, dating coaches, a frequent strategy of some theme of win back the ex or get your boyfriend back or this kind of thing is to implement, guess what? No contact. Think about that for a moment. Those that provide dating advice know that going no contact with the person you desire has the effect of increasing desire following a breakup. It's akin to the old adage, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So this begs the obvious question. If no contact works to get the ex back in a dating relationship, then how can no contact firmly conclude an affair relationship? Either no contact securely concludes a relationship, or it has the effect of escalating the yearning if done too abruptly, too quickly, or too prematurely when a relationship is not really at its natural ending. Thank you for tuning in to Love Bonds with me, Terry DiMatteo. You can learn more about me by visiting my website, Open Door.